Welcome back to the Nashville Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, we keep getting just phenomenal stories from the folks at Bob Evans Farms and their Heroes to CEOs competition. And all of the winners that have come through here that we've talked to, everyone is such a great individual success story. And we've got another one for you today. Zephrine Hansen is with us. She served 8 years as an Air Force photojournalist, has a 20-year background in media communications and public relations, and I can't wait to get into her story. Zephrine, how are you?
I am doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you. I want to ask you, first of all, about your career as a photojournalist in the Air Force. That had to be something special.
It absolutely was. I often say it is one of the most transformative experiences of my life. I joined at 18. I had the opportunity to see photograph the most heroic images, but also some of the most heinous just by the nature of the world sometime and still needing to document that.
Mm. Yeah, I can only imagine how you get into some of these situations. And I would also imagine that there are some scenes that you would rather not see, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the military can be really heartbreaking. There's definitely loss there. And accidents happen, you know, through no intention of anyone else. But, you know, sometimes there was an aircraft accident or sometime a car accident. These are anything that we see happening in the world happens on a base.
Yeah.
And so we would have to photograph that, you know. Unfortunately, sometimes there's military violence that happens to members from other members. And
sure.
That's always the most heartbreaking because we genuinely want to look out for each other.
Right.
And be this extremely close unit family type hybrid. And unfortunately, not everyone comes to the service with that idea. So, you know, that was absolutely a struggle, not only to see that, but to experience it because, yeah. You know, I joined the military for all the things that, you know, a community, which that has happened. It just didn't look exactly how I thought it would.
Yeah, this is just my ignorance, but so in the military, when you are a photojournalist and something happens, whether it's great, whether it's terrible, are you required to have that photographic evidence?
You are. I mean, things may have changed now because so many people have, you know, a smartphone to
sure.
document things.
Sure.
But at the time, we would be called out to document anything that happened on the base. And like, it could be wonderful things like a distinguished visitor. You're having a 4-star come in. I was in the military during the time of President Clinton. So he visited one of our bases and, there were several, you know, political people with him. So it was a very exciting experience,
yeah.
As a 19-year-old to see politics in the military and, you know, meet these people that I had never, you know, I heard of, but at the same time, we also, you know, document a car accident. We,
right.
you know, document anybody getting hurt. So yeah, that is exactly everything that happens on a military, we're a small city. So that is
sure.
part of it.
We're talking to Zephrine Hansen here in the National Defense. She's one of the winners of the Bob Evans Farms Heroes to CEOs. And let's get into this story a little bit because so you're medically retired in 2004. And then
correct.
In 2016, you, your husband and your children moved to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And along this journey, and talk about what happened in Denver.
When I already talked a little bit about military community, my veteran community really has showed up and showed out for me in this last, you know, 7 to 10 years. And there was a Veterans to Farmers program that has a partnership with Denver Botanic Gardens. And so I went to the program really for healing. I was in a very rough place emotionally. I was managing depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, all while being a caregiver to small children and, you know, a partner to another military member. My husband was also in the military. I mean, he's actually three generations. And so our life was being impacted by our service. But at the same time, it was other veterans who were saying, Zafreen, you know, there's other ways for healing than all of the pills that the VA often would give to veterans who are struggling like me. And so they said, you know, come out to this farm program. And I went, and I'm still with Denver Botanic Gardens as I studied lavender there. I've learned herbalism, and it's connected me to other organizations within the Denver community around farming, Mile High Farmers, Frontline Farming, East Denver Food Hub. I mean, it's created an ecosystem for me to not only be healed or to continue to work on my healing, but because it's not, you know, healing is not a destination. It is a process, but it also opened up doors for me to go into entrepreneurship in in agriculture. And that was something I never even considered.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, did you have a background in this, or did you have a farm, or did you have any?
No.
Really?
No, I am a serial entrepreneur. And so when I started learning about herbalism and farming, I was like, oh, well, there's products to everything. And as soon as I realized there were farm products, for me, it was an aha moment. And then I continue to get support from the agricultural community here, because my focus is always like, you know, how do we pay for everything? How do we, farming has very slim margins.
Right.
And that also bothered me, because so many people who feel, who have not been taken care of in America, gravitate to the land, and that's veterans, black and brown people, women, mothers, like all of these people want to get to the land for healing. And we all were having the same story. How do we fund it? And so fortunately for me, you know, I am at the middle of all of these intersections. I'm a black femme woman. I am a veteran. I have children who are on the autism spectrum. I am in a dual military marriage. I mean, it was just like all
of
these.
You're checking all the boxes.
Yes, absolutely. And a serial entrepreneur, because you need to be a little bit
crazy
to that. But yeah, you do. You really do. Like every one of us, I'm like, what is wrong with us? Like my husband has a 9-to-5 software engineer job, and he's like, I have no desire to create businesses big.
Right.
All you. Enjoy.
Oh, man. I want to go back to the therapy part of that just for a second. We're talking to Zafreen Hansen here on the National Defense. And you're exactly right in terms of what that healing process and just the happiness that comes from working the land, because I have a daughter that just started working in a community garden. And every time I talk to her after she's been at that garden for any amount of time, she is the happiest.
I know she is.
I mean, it really.
I wish you could see my face. I'm like grinning ear to ear. Anybody tells me that they're having this experience, I'm like, yes. Like,
yes.
Grow just any, like, even if you just get a small potted plant, grow something and put your hands in that dirt, like that soil. It's actually so healing. So I love that.
Oh, she just sent us a picture yesterday of her holding a batch of freshly picked strawberries. And
I'm sure those are amazing.
Oh my gosh. And you know, the only caption was, look at these sweet straws. I mean, she just, it's just so, there's just so much happiness that's attached to
it. It really is. And here's the thing. It also, for me, it also brought me back to my creativity, is because I would be out on the farm, right? And I have an iPhone and it has three cameras on it. Like what I used to have to do in the early 2000s and what I can do with this magical piece of technology brought me genuinely back to my one of my first loves is it's a toss-up between photography and writing, and that's why photojournalism was wonderful for me. But it genuinely brought me back to my first loves, and then again allowed me to start telling stories about farming through all of the communities I'm connected to. And yeah, I mean, it really brought me back. I had no idea that there was like a Black Farmers Network and a Black Urban Growers and then a Veterans to Farmers and Veterans Healing. Wow. I mean, like, it literally is this route to everything that I had been searching for in my life.
That you may not have even known you were searching for, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So absolutely no idea.
So tell us about Hampden Farms. This is something that you started, and what the organization does to promote food security around the Denver area.
Absolutely. So we partner and collaborate with organizations that are already doing that work by finding products that they can sell and amplifying the work they do, working with them on programs around like education, community wellness, and wealth building. And here's the thing, there's a lot of moving parts to that. I have farmers who I get their produce to a maker, a creative who's going to either make like possibly bath salts with lavender, right? And so now this maker has kept the dollar in the local community, and that farmer has a connection to another agribusiness, and it allows them either they can sell, you know, their produce or their flowers, whatever their farm product is, wholesale at the beginning of the year, or if they have small quantities, then they're connected to a small batch maker. And so that has always been my passion. And again, I'm so grateful that Denver Botanic Gardens and Frontline Farming have been spaces to connect that. All of them are nonprofits.
And you're the connection here. I mean, what a brilliant model, first of all, a brilliant idea to connect all of these things together. And right now, there couldn't be a better time for this, right? Because everybody's kind of getting back to that. And all of a sudden, you talk about small batch, you talk about these makers. I mean, that's what everybody's looking for right now.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. When this first came to me, this was like 2016, 2017. And I couldn't get traction. Like, no one was quite getting what I was saying. And then, you know, for all of the really horrific things that happened because of the pandemic,
right,
one of the, you know, things that came out of it that was a positive for me is that people started to understand why I had concerns around, you know, supply chain. People forget I was also in the military for 8 years. So I just see the world in a very different place.
Right.
And I photographed multiple bases. Like I was in a joint service school. So I worked with Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, Navy, Army.
Okay.
You know, special forces, like there's not too many, I worked in medical photography. So I understood that there is a way that you need to, you know, run your small city. And so, yes, I just became very interested in it. And then when the pandemic happened, I did not sound crazy. I sounded like, oh, she actually has been thinking about
it. Right. So. like I'm ready for this. Yeah. You know,
absolutely.
Well, that's the other thing that the military teaches you is to, you know, how to pivot and be resourceful. You know, that was such a big term during the pandemic. Our company had to pivot. We had to, we had to go a different way. Well, that's a military every single day. So
absolutely.
I can totally understand what you're talking about. We're talking to Zephyrine Hansen here, the National Defense, and Bob Evans Farms, Heroes to CEOs winner. How did that come about? How did you find out about Bob Evans Farms, and what was that experience like?
Well, it's been an amazing experience. I found out about them, I believe, around 2017 because of another veteran and Bob Evans Farms winner and now mentor, Sherlinda Scales, and she has Mutt Sauce. And I started following just her career, I believe on LinkedIn, somewhere on social media. And it resonated with me. And I thought, like, I love what she's doing. How can I do that? And I just started following her. And when the opportunity to apply for it in 2019 happened, every one of my veteran colleagues were like sending me emails. I must have had 20 emails from random veteran Marines, Army guys that were like, Zephyrine, you need to sign up for this. And so I did. The pandemic hit, and I did not get it the first time, but what the team did at the time, which I so appreciated, is they reached out to me and they said, Zephyrine, you were really close. Don't give up. We see what you're doing. And you know, we're impressed with what you're doing, but we're sorry. It's not going to happen this time. And so of course I was, you know, disappointed. But I actually reached out to them and I said, what could I do better? And they gave me some tips and I just implemented those tips and did that focus over the next 2 years. And it really benefited me. So they came back with this new program and they said, are you still interested? Are you still doing this work? And I said, yes, absolutely.
Wow. Well, yeah. I want to point out something. I want to point out something that you said, though, Zephyrine, that's very important. You went back to them and you said, what can I do better? That's such an important lesson. I don't want people to miss that because I've heard that from a couple of people. And it's so smart to say, you know, I mean, it would be easy just to go, well, I didn't get it and, you know, move on. But I mean, what could I do better? And that eventually led you to making those changes and winning.
Yes.
Wow. That's a great. Absolutely. How much did you get?
$25,000.
Wow.
Yes.
$25,000. And have you used the money? What do you plan on using that for? What did that go for?
That has gone towards our partnerships and collaborations in farming. So supporting classes for community wellness and wealth building with Frontline Farmery and Kaizen Food Rescue here in Denver. We're doing classes twice a month throughout the season. And there are food, activities, education, just being out in an urban garden for 2 hours. And then we are going to be doing a subscription box at the end of the season based on products that were sourced and created with our local makers and farmers. So I'm so excited about that. And wow. To start the season with money feels great. This has been a self-funded passion project for the most part until this last year when all of the parts started to come together for me. I came back as a creator and started creating content on LinkedIn through another program. And they were really interested about farming, which I was like, who? I didn't know people would be that interested. So my photojournalism skills came back in.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bob Evans, by me being able to fund the project, I'm paying, you know, for the hours and the work and the talent. But with the LinkedIn opportunity, I was paid to create content. So then I learned about how to better tell my stories in this new media because I, you know, I have the foundation and I'm sure, you know, Randy, as you've had, you know, a long-term career here, that there's been lots of changes. So that allowed me to learn in a very quick way. And then that even opened another door for me to study outdoor apparel with REI phase design. So it's like I said, all these pieces came together of like me becoming a creator because I was farming and now telling that story. And then again, connecting me to these amazing organizations, all because of farming. Like the quote, worst thing that happened to my life was my military career ending because I wanted to do a 20 plus year career and I was getting ready to apply for officer school. And so that's what I thought I was going to do. And then heartbreak led me to farming and that healing led me to every single thing I had knew I wanted and also did it now.
Well, you are exactly where you should be. It sounds to me. I mean, really, you were just doing some phenomenal things, not just for you, but for so many people. Zephyrine, where can people hear more about Hampden Farms? I'd love to see some of your photographs.
Absolutely. So yes, you can go to Hampton Farms. We have a blog that we're doing once a month. Follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Those are where I Instagram is where I drop photos for the most part. No, okay. Not too many captions, but it's the true photojournalist in me. And then I am continuing to create a community of professionals in agriculture, or cultivate that. They're already there, but bringing them together. Many of us are women, many of us are veterans, and have been historically connected, and really see it as healing and entrepreneurship. So yes, follow me at Hampton Farms at LinkedIn, and also Zephyrine Hansen at LinkedIn.
Wow. You had to work the word cultivate in here somewhere, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Zephyrine,
did your daughter use that on you?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh man. It's just such a pleasure to talk to you. I love what you're doing. Congratulations on the Bob Evans Farms grant. And, I can't wait to see, you know, in 5 years where it could be something totally different, because you've got that curious, entrepreneur mind. And
I do.
That's fantastic. Zephyrine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.